13 of TV West Saves the World. We've got Mr. Baca with us. We've also got Derek, Carson, Benjamin, and Tarek. So I hope that y'all stick with us as we, again, try to stay sane during these trying times. First off, first and foremost, we've got man of the hour, Mr. Baca, who looks like he can talk us through our woes and tell us about how are we going to get around the fact that all major gatherings are going to be canceled. And we're going to talk about prom.
Yeah, thanks so much. You know, during these times, I don't think it surprised anyone to know that our DMs are blowing up on Twitter, on the Insta, just even our TikTok has been getting a lot of attention around this issue. Probably the question we've been getting the most is, what should we do now that we're confronting the very highly probable reality that prom would be canceled? You know, a big moment in the life of a high school. Now, I don't know if you've been spending any time looking at the internet, but there have been some people who are trying to keep this idea or this celebration going just by like putting on their fancy clothes and showing up on a webcam to say hi to their friends and loved ones or whatever else. And I say, don't do that. It's a waste of time. The reason why is one of the best things about this time of social isolation and separation is you actually don't have to wear those fancy, uncomfortable clothes. So what you should do is schedule to do it in the future. It's that easy. Just do it later. Everything's going to be fine. It's not like parties are canceled forever. And it'll be good. Now, before we let the issue go, anybody else want to chime in about how to thread this needle, about how to untangle this ball of yarn? Then be silent.
No one has any opinions.
Today's segment has been sponsored by plants. If you go onto the internet and go to the website for plants, and if you enter the promo code TUS Saves the World, you can now get plants for free. So luckily they're still shipping. You'll be fine.
And you'll need that oxygen because it'll breathe it all up.
Good point.
Well, if that's all, thank you for talking to us today, Mr. Baca. And he's going to slink away into the shadows as we move on to everyone's favorite food that they might be relying on in these times of great uncertainty. What is your favorite food that you might rely on emotionally or for stress relief? You know, just what do you like to eat in these odd times?
I mean, I don't really have like a favorite food, especially for this time, but Trader Joe's has got some like pretty decent snacks. Trader Joe's. It's a vibe.
Okay. I've been having stuff like Hot Pockets.
Bruh, gamer.
Yeah. Well, actually, my family, for unnecessary exposure, we're not going shopping for another 2 weeks, but we ran out of all the Hot Pockets, so now I have to go through our supply of ramen and cup noodles and stuff.
It's not that bad, though.
How long is that going to last you? Not that.
I know, but I love Hot Pockets.
Hot Pockets
are life.
So do I, as long as it's like not your soul.
Hot Pockets are the light and the love and the life.
Dude, mini tacos from Costco? I've been chilling.
Yummy.
Yeah.
We also ran out of Captain Crunch, so that's not good.
We got a takeout from Red Iguana like a few days ago, and that was pretty epic.
That sounds pretty epic.
They got good food there.
Yummy. Yummy. What kind of food do they do?
Yeah, Red Iguana. It's like Mexican food.
Antarctican.
Wait, do you not know what Red Iguana is?
No, man. I'm uncultured.
Bro, well, it's like the most popular restaurant in this city. It's like the only reason people say that Salt Lake City has good food.
I've never heard anyone say that Salt Lake is good food. Like that, that's not something I would ever attribute to this.
I mean, they got Noodles and Company.
I mean, Noodles and Company is okay, but like the one near my house, just like they just painted the windows and said, "We're open. Please give us money. We have noodles."
Noodles and Company, like a chain that's like multi-state. I'm pretty sure they're not like a Utah specific thing.
Couldn't it be Noodles in isolation because they shouldn't be having company? Because
disgusting. Cancel Noodles and Company.
Noodles in quarantine.
Yeah, exactly.
So what else have you guys been doing during this break?
I've been playing a lot of Minecraft. I'm on this one realm and I'm turning an ocean monument into a base.
I've been buying a lot of games, I guess.
but not playing.
Oh no, I'm playing them hard, but like I also ordered some new controllers because I've been using mine so much that like the buttons are starting to break.
Bro.
moment, am I right?
Recently I bought Enter the Gungeon because it was like half. Oh, yeah. And Carrick, you know, from TV West and some others recommended that I play it.
I am here.
It's been pretty fun. I haven't been playing it for a while, but I'd recommend it.
Carrick, it's so hard. Have you been playing that game long enough you could just do like an impromptu review of it right now?
I mean, I haven't beaten it because it's one of those games that like every time you die, you start at the beginning.
Right, but how about you just explain it to us and then give your review out of like 5 stars.
Basically, you can choose one of these like 5 Gungeoneers, which are just playable characters, and they want to erase their past. So they have to find this gun that lies in this fortress out in the galaxy. Called the Gungeon, and the gun that they're looking for is called the gun that can kill the past, so it's pretty obvious what it does. So they all go into like the Gungeon, and you have to go through there's some secret chambers, but you have to go through the 5 main chambers without dying.
Okay.
And then yeah, you're Gucci. And then they had a sequel for the game called Exit the Gungeon. So,
why didn't you get the sequel? Was it worse?
No, it's not worse. It's different, though.
Is it? What do you mean? Is it different?
I
mean,
could
it be worse? Enter the Gungeon is like a top down.
Okay.
Exit the Gungeon.
It's a dungeon crawler.
Yeah.
Dungeon crawler.
The second one was made for mobile too.
It's on PC now.
And that's on console. That's a dungeon climber or something like that. You go on these vertical battles and stuff. That's all I know.
I've actually got a little page right here. So it looks like it is on Steam.
Yeah, it is.
And it is a bullet hell roguelike video game developed by Dodge Roll and published by Devolver Digital.
Brogan, language. You can't say Devolver.
Yeah, bullet heck, bruh.
It's available on PC, Linux, and PS4, as of 2017, it's also available on Xbox and Switch as well.
Bro, so, is it available on Google Stadia?
No, it is not.
And no one even cares, Ben, because no one even owns that.
Exactly.
The few people who made the mistake of buying it, like, instantly threw it away or refunded it.
Burned it.
You could make
a meme, and it's like, "Mom, I want to get an Xbox," and she's like, "We already have an Xbox. Xbox at home.
We have Xbox
Stadia, or PlayStation, or any console would work in that scenario."
Yeah.
No, actually, I'm gonna say that Xbox is actually the worst console.
Well, I'm a Nintendo guy, so look, I could agree with you there.
Here's the thing: an Xbox
PC Master Race,
PC Master Race, PC Master Race.
Yeah. Yes. No, I can get behind that. But here's the thing: like Xboxes just get closer to becoming a PC every year. Like,
well, then wouldn't they be the best console?
No,
wait, Carrick, what do you mean by that?
To not even being a console anymore.
I don't know.
Xbox play video games on it. What are you talking
Xbox
about?
Xbox is transforming into a computer.
That's not.
It is.
It's an Xbox. You play video games on it.
Also, like, the only reason I could see getting a console is if is for, like, the console exclusive games. Because, Halo? Like, PC. Yeah, but that's Xbox is just a ton of Halo games. So unless you're super
My guy,
Halo
you got,
fan,
like, all the Nintendo exclusive like, games.
Why would you do that? So
Nintendo's in a different league.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're the S tier.
That's what either like I could see right. getting like a PC and a PlayStation and a Nintendo.
Yeah, but like that's so much.
Yeah, it costs money.
Why well, I think
all the consoles.
Oh my goodness, Derek.
No, Derek, don't do that again.
No, Xboxes are super good middle grounds though. Because you can play like pretty much every single game on Xbox.
I mean, except they're good, but they're not.
You could do that.
Games.
Except you could do that with a mouse and a keyboard too on a computer.
We've got Stadia here.
It's like you're sorry. Specifically, Xbox 360 with okay, Castle Craft, and they're cross-platform now. So
yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna ask real quick. Have what? You guys ever played Halo split screen? Because if you haven't,
oh
you
my can't. Goodness, oh, no. It's disgusting.
What are you talking about?
It's
okay.
Disgusting.
No, it is not. It is the most fun I have ever had.
I lasered some
I'm not allowed to play FPS games.
Okay, so the last
the box. Well, my team.
Just real quick before we move on, we've got an update on the Gungeon. Enter the Gungeon, a constantly evolving bullet fortress that elegantly blends meticulously hand designed rooms within a labyrinth bent on destroying all that enter its walls, but it responds to even the most modest victories. Oh wow!
Yeah, so, I'm actually playing it right
is
now.
Is it good?
Has anyone beat the game?
Yes.
How many
the
hours
Gungeoneers, the guns, the pulse of the gun's head. Oh my.
Wait, no, Carson, are you asking if Carrick has beaten it?
Yeah.
I have, yeah. I have 24.
Did you beat it?
Yeah, I did.
I thought you said you didn't. Oh, was that recent?
It was pretty recent, yes.
You just got like pure insanity in the screen.
Have you done the bullet hell level?
Oh no. Oh jeez. The bullet hell is just like that's stupid.
It's hell.
But
society. Don't trust it. I hate society. Frick society.
Okay.
We know.
Let's place my Switch.
Nice. All right. So, I think that was an awesome impromptu segment. I love them because they're more honest, I guess, because there's no planning that goes into them. Anyway, let's move on to what school is like for each of you. In turn, let's start with Derek, then we'll go Carrick, and then we'll do Carson, and then Ben can go last.
How sad.
Wait, hold on. Okay, wait, what did you say? My headphones
so,
fell
so off. Just say what school is like for you, and we're starting with you, Derek, and then Carrick will go second, Carson will go third,
okay.
and then I'll go last.
So I wake up, except for the times that I don't. Usually around 9 or 10.
Nice.
But like today I woke up at 8, which sucked because I went to bed at like 1 a.m. And so I'm so tired.
Same here. Same here.
And I open up the canvas. I do the assignments, eat lunch, eat dinner, finish the assignments if I'm not already done. And when I am done with the assignments, I do usually like Minecraft, but I have done smart games. It's just, I always like fate. Well, actually most people do this, but like, I keep like, there's just a point when you just play one game for a long time and switch to another. And right now for me, it's Minecraft, so.
Okay, harsh judgment, but mine right now is, I'll tell you when it gets around to my turn.
All right.
But yeah, that's just what I'm doing. Homework, video games, eating and sleeping.
I mean, what else can you do, you know? Participate in society, be an actual person.
I have to do chores, of course.
Society.
I have like 20 plants in my room that I take care of.
It's a conspiracy. All right. And I got a
oxygen.
Oh my goodness, Derek. You can't do that.
That was an epic moment. Yeah, don't Derek. Mind what Brogan says. Brogan is lying.
What?
That was epic.
I didn't say that. That was Carrick.
What did I say?
Brogan is lying.
Okay, moving on.
All right, yeah. So my day is pretty similar. I'll usually wake up at like 10, 10:30, maybe 11 if I'm like super tired. And then I'll get onto Canvas. I'll do everything, and then I'll play some Rainbow Six Siege. And that's about it.
Game on, Carson.
Okay, I kind of do the same
thing. Oh my goodness, Brogan.
But no, I do the same thing, but I play Rainbow all week, and then on Friday, I do everything.
Yo!
You got the procrastinator and
what about the assignments that are due on Monday through Thursday?
Oh, I just do them on Friday.
Before. Yeah, do them on Friday.
Yeah.
Oh, the Friday before, okay.
No, not the Friday before, the Friday after.
Yeah.
But then you're going to get them in late.
So
exactly. Who cares?
It's fine, they're still in.
Yeah.
What grade are you? What grade are you?
I'm 10th.
Okay, it's not too bad.
Yeah, Carson's the oldest of all of us.
Yeah.
What? Dang. I'm also in 10th grade, guys. Hello.
How old are you?
No one cares about you.
Ouch.
Whoa. He's like the OG gamer.
Wait, Ben, are you 15 or 16?
I'm 15 right now.
I'm older.
See, I told you he was older because no one cares about you anyway.
Like if I
yeah, but academically, I could. So Ben must be one of the younger kids in his grade, and then Carson must be one of the older kids in his grade.
They're not like the other guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Bye.
It's nice for just. Okay. So is it my turn now?
Yeah, I think it's your turn. Carson just gave up on us.
Carson just like
I'm just kidding, that was a joke.
Oh, he's
not like all the other guys who just chill in the podcast.
Oh, Carson.
Yeah, but you're such a quitter, Carson.
I left because
he's a little comedian.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, Carson.
I pulled a funny. You guys had
yeah,
to talk
pulled
about
a funny.
He pulled a funny on us, guys. He pulled a funny.
Wait, Carson.
Yep. Yep.
If you're in a plane, can we change your name to Plainson?
What? Oh my, that was so bad, Derek.
That was horrible. Yo,
what about if he's in a train or a boat?
Plainson. Hold on. We seriously need to discuss Nicholson. This.
Wait.
How does he exist if he's the son of a car?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, we've never had a conversation like this.
Explain yourself.
Oh, I mean, geez. I said he wasn't like the other guys. I was telling the truth. He's the son of a car.
Where did he go? He disappeared.
Still there.
Yeah, I'm right.
No, he's still here. If you look at the top, it says 5 attendees.
It's just what happens is it tries to like put your tile on the screen if you're talking.
Wait, can you guys hear me?
Well, it puts your tile on and what else is talking?
Well, it doesn't put my tile on because I can't see myself. I can see all four of you.
I can see myself.
No, you can't because your camera's not on, guys.
Impressive.
Well, I mean, even with a camera, you're seeing only like light. And then, wait, I'm dumb. Hold on.
Imagine not seeing light.
Yeah. Can you imagine if it wasn't light? Hold on.
So with a camera and a mirror.
Give me a minute.
Reflection, whereas
a straight mouth.
And this, like, to see yourself, like, you can see your hands and stuff, but you can't, like, see your personal face. You can see a copy of your face, though, through a mirror or a camera.
Here is not a copy.
I can't see my hands.
The more you know.
What do you mean, Derek? If you look through a mirror, you're looking at yourself.
Yeah, but it's not a
duplicate. Oh, that's a copy of yourself. It's your reflection, silly. No,
but it's you. It's your reflection.
Yeah, but that's like saying... Yeah. That's like saying...
Light reflecting off a real body.
Light mirror. I'm talking about like actually seeing your own facial skin. Like, you know how Kasner always says, like, it's great to see everyone but the one, but he is the one because he can't see himself?
Is that supposed to be the joke? I can't believe it took me 2 years to figure that out.
That's the joke.
Yeah, well, I prefer the hello. Probably... I'm glad to see you're all here. It's one day later, and we're all one step closer to our inevitable deaths.
Yeah.
That's pretty edgy.
That's a classic.
That is pretty edgy.
And speaking
of inevitable deaths, the only might be sooner than we think. Epic.
I was fighting... Okay, I'm playing Gungeon right now, and I was fighting the first boss, and I took damage on the last bullet.
That's
okay.
Because Brogan, if you beat up... I think Brogan died. If you beat a boss on any floor without taking damage, then you get a what's called a master round, which, I mean, the main thing is it gives you an extra heart, but there's other things you can do with master rounds, such as shortcuts, and you can get the, use them to get to Resourceful Rat's lair, which is the secret chamber on the third floor.
I'm so
glad. Wait, no, second floor. Wait.
I'll never use.
Fourth floor. The R&D. Something.
That detail is very important.
Never mind. It doesn't matter. No one cares.
Exactly.
Yeah. It do be kind of straight facts. Not gonna lie.
It do be like that.
Do it be like that sometimes or all the time? Because that's always the question, right?
Okay, and now we I think we accidentally did what everyone is playing, so now we're going to do what everyone is watching. Derek already said he watches The Mandalorian, but like, dude, if it's taken you this long
to watch eight episodes,
I'm like, dude.
I wasn't saying that I watched that. I'm watching it right now. I finished it months ago.
And how is it still interesting to you?
He's been watching it over and over again.
Oh, reruns. I've seen it once.
No. Don't you see like a show one time, but then you still love it?
No. I mean,
yeah, but like not Mandalorian.
Ooh. You don't like Mandalorian? That was such a good
I did like it, but I'm not gonna like watch it immediately over again. I'd have to wait a while.
What I'm watching right now, I'd probably say I'm not really watching anything right now except for YouTube.
Yeah, I'm not watching anything.
I'm not watching any shows, but like YouTube, I'm watching mostly just Skeppy and other Minecraft YouTubers.
And another interesting thing is all the stay-at-home streams and videos and music stuff. I mean, it's interesting, you know? And actually, it's not a direct link, but it kind of brings us into a segment called What Should Companies Be Doing? Which is basically like a lot of companies, for example, Comcast decided to suspend their data caps. Well, a lot of people did, but Comcast specifically suspended their data caps, and they also opened all of their hotspots to everyone. So
that's pretty epic.
Yeah,
is that what you've been watching?
No, but it is pretty interesting. Well, it's just the news, guys. I mean, come on, you got to be up on the news.
No, it's the bolts.
Okay, what else have you guys been watching?
That wasn't funny. That wasn't funny, man. No, but what I'm saying is what should businesses be doing more of? Like, after this thing is over, I think that's like a really good idea. Like, it makes you think, why is everything the way it was when it should be the way it should be?
I know a lot of not to restart the earlier conversation, but I know a lot of video game companies in general are using this like new online thing as an advantage, or like server owners on games, just because there's more people online, which means more people, or just isolated in general, which means more people, you know, doing online or gaming stuff. Such as the Terraria team is working their hardest to get this update within the next few months, just so that people can have something to do. But yeah, I think that a lot of companies that are already doing stuff online and stuff should be pushing harder to do more during this time, because I'm sure they can get more out of it with more consumers and stuff.
Right, that's exactly what I was trying to get to, is just like why did we ever why was such a large percentage of the workforce actually going into work and exposing themselves to all these diseases, when you realize that, oh my gosh, you can work from home and it's actually pretty easy. And I think after this is all over, minus the risk of actually losing your job or being furloughed, that'll actually be like a very viable option for working, because a lot of jobs, you don't actually need to be there. I think people are starting to realize that, and there's going to be a surge in that as well.
I don't think so. I think it's a lot easier to work at work.
Yeah, but I mean, imagine if you have to commute. Like, the money you spend might not, I mean, you're already paying for internet. In most cases, you're already paying for it. So why not just use it to do your work as well? And that way you get paid back for using the internet, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I get what you mean, but like, I feel like working from home and like even doing like schoolwork from home, it's just like so awful because like you're at home and—
Oh, I'm not saying it's like a better option for everything. I'm just saying for like certain jobs, like, I don't know, like accountancy, for example, there's no reason why you can't just do math.
There's some jobs like school,
it really is it's not like great because it's like you can't have the academic discussions that you would typically have in school. And I think those were the only really interesting parts of school for me anyway. I hate this like busy work. I don't learn anything from it.
Yeah,
I just sort of sit there and do stuff.
No, I'm not saying, I'm not saying that I enjoy doing this either. I'm just saying that I think there will be a new demand for online working because for some people, it's better than the situations that they were that they used to have to do.
I get what you mean.
Yeah.
I just don't like combining like being at home with work as well.
I took damage again.
Like,
but I'm just saying that, like, for certain situations and like especially if people enjoy it, like, I'm sure there will be at least a slight increase in it after this.
I get what you mean. It's not that hard to do work from home. You don't really have to sacrifice that much, you know?
Yeah, and it's also more enjoyable because, I mean, it might be stressful, but you're around your family more often, right? And that's more quality time.
What family?
Well, yeah, see, that's another thing. If we weren't at home, like, I mean, obviously the earthquake wasn't that bad, but I mean, it could have been worse, but it started like right as like I would be getting to school, like when my bus would.
Right, and it's saving lives.
It's nice that we were all home and already like with our loved ones.
Exactly.
So I mean, there's a point there.
Yeah, because on top of that, that also—
Are you assuming that I love my family?
Yeah, I would hope that everyone loves their family.
Yeah, Carrick, you don't, then shameful.
I'm sorry.
Lump. But what I was gonna say is that because everyone was already at home, it actually like stopped. Like there were a lot less. I don't think there were any injuries or fatalities anyway. But if there had been, it would have been added strain on the healthcare system, you know. And even though we're doing really well, just in the state, it's nice to know that. And on top of that, the climate's getting better because less people are driving and polluting. And so we might actually start having normal weather. Maybe the inversion won't be as bad. But yeah, that's probably wishful thinking.
Did you hear about how because of lowered tourism rates in Italy, there's been these dolphins that returned
yes.
to the ocean nearby? Yeah, the world is getting better by... I think it's funny to think that life has to get worse for humans for life to get better for basically every other organism on the planet, especially the ones that can't.
Yeah,
is that funny to think, though, or does it make sense?
It does make sense. It's just that it's sad that like we have to suffer. Not really. I mean, I want us to suffer at the
expense. What, Brogan?
Brogan just.
What's interesting is I mean, China's not exactly in the situation, but when they were like on a complete lockdown at one point, obviously the pollution got way better than it was before.
I think that's another added bonus is that once this is all over, there'll actually be like much more recognition of, wait a minute, we can actually stop climate change. And it is real. And because it got better and now it's getting worse again. It is getting better, man. I mean, not like it's
the only issue.
It's getting like slightly better because not as many people are polluting as much.
No, Brogan, I wasn't asking if it was getting better. I was asking if it was real.
Society.
Correct.
Society. I mean,
it.
This is a societal alert.
You can't argue with that.
I'm not.
But another point contradicting working from home is that humans are just in general social creatures. So,
well, we're also lazy at heart.
We would have to go out sometimes because, I mean, I'm not saying any offense to anyone's family, but like in my experience, my family's great, but sometimes there's other people that you want to talk to, and so we would have to get out. Oh, but if we could minimize, yeah,
like, amount, I would say that
nice like if we would them, like just walk more. Like if we went on walks with people or just did stuff that was less pollution, then we could still go out and lower the amount of pollution we're putting in the air. So
the only thing is that that's not like a direct risk. Is just traveling. It's traveling and then going into contact with someone and then traveling back and bringing it back to where you were and then spreading it there.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of traveling, as far as we know, so you know how like Kasner does those international trips.
Yeah, how's that going?
Yeah, no, right? Nothing's. No,
it's not.
Not yet.
Because it's too far out. Is that why?
Will we ever know the answer?
No, because I was like asked the question.
You're talking,
right?
You're talking about the international trip, and then you just like.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, no, it hasn't been canceled.
And is that because it's too far out?
Yeah, it's because it's too early to know.
And that's another thing. Like I've been seeing advertisements for events this summer, and I'm like, I don't think that's gonna happen. But keep on dreaming.
I dream. I hope that we can save summer. I don't want to lose summer. Summer's gamers.
The dream. I mean, my family got a season pass to Lagoon. Bad year to buy, let me tell you that much.
We'll just stick it in next season.
Well, the thing is, Brogan, is anyone at Lagoon at the moment? So, like,
Lagoon's not open.
Exactly. So you could go.
No. I meant, like,
there's no one there. So you could go.
Break in? Okay. I'm going there right now. Bye, guys.
No,
bye.
Does anyone here know how to operate the roller coasters?
I mean, if you work there and you know where the keys are, then yeah. I mean, especially if you can get in the front gates.
No, I meant, like, if the coronavirus wasn't going on, it would still be closed. It doesn't open until, like, beginning of summer.
No, dude, it opened on March 28th. It would have opened. Yeah, that was the first weekend we were going to go because we're like, we got to get there before they close. But no, they closed it on the 26th, the day before they opened.
Hello.
I actually got an email from them. Let me pull it up here and read it to you guys before, before they closed. It was like the week before they closed it. And I asked them if they were going to be open. And let me just pull it up here real quick. Okay, so I basically said, Dear Lagoon, what precautions are you taking to combat COVID-19? And how will refunds of tickets be handled? And Lagoon actually sent me a response that said, thank you for your email. Our hope is that we can open on our original scheduled date of March 28th. However, this is a fluid situation. We're watching events closely. We'll make a final decision closer to that time. And the safety and health of our guests is our number one priority, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you for your patience. They said, and then, they said that Laguna's closed for the regular off season, and they've been trying to make, they initiated protocols for protection, including regular deep cleaning of common space, physical distancing, and sanitation of high traffic areas. But I mean, in an amusement park, how are you supposed to keep everyone distanced? You're all in like one car together.
No, they're gonna like rip the cars apart. One person per entire ride.
Yeah, one person per car. That won't be long waits. You know. They also said
no, it won't, because no one will be there.
Right. Sanitation on doorknobs, handles, counters, relevant ride areas, and equipment stations. They've added hand sanitizer stations, and they also added a lot of restroom facilities, which allow easy and frequent hand washing. Our kindest thoughts are with all those affected. We are grateful for the trust and support and look forward to the return of normal life to our community. Guest services, Lagoon. So it's definitely an interesting situation that we're in and how everything's just shut down, you know?
Okay, vibe check. Carson.
Yeah?
How you vibing, man?
I'm vibing.
Yeah, how are you vibing?
I'm vibing.
What are your vibes?
They're pretty good. Pretty chill.
Could you have said that in any less, using less words than that? I don't think so.
Well.
Instead of saying like, me feel good. You? Maybe. I don't know.
You could have said chill.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Chill.
I feel like I didn't really say that many words to begin with.
Yeah, well, you should have said more. Fill the air.
Jeez.
I'm chilling. I'm on my phone. I'm chilling.
Say more words.
Give man's a break.
He's chilling with his soup time.
What? My profile picture? Yeah.
Soup time.
That is my sister's wallpaper on her Gmail.
You're joking.
Well, I haven't changed it for like 3 years, and I don't care to change it, so...
Well, I mean, it's a
perfect... I don't know you, and I don't care to know you.
I don't know. Send me a picture. I'll change it to what it is.
Anyway, on my screen...
Ben, what is your profile picture?
Ben's icon is actually, like, looking really disdainfully at Carrick, and it's so funny.
It's... Huh? He's looking disdainfully at Brogan Nilsson on my screen.
Oh, come on.
Dang. Why is it looking at me?
I'm doing my math homework.
I don't know. He's looking at you with like...
Wait. What is that guy with the monocle? Is that anyone in specific?
Yeah, is that some famous?
Or is that just someone who lives in a society?
It's Thomas Edison.
No, he lives in a society and everything's a conspiracy and you need to buy his anti-government vitamin supplements.
You do?
In a high society.
Don't forget the secret society.
And metric. The Illuminati, dude, like the Masons or whatever.
Bro.
What?
How dare you speak of the secret society? We live.
Have you ever watched the movie I think
National Treasure?
Sure.
Yeah. You said that pretty excitedly, man. I don't know.
Epic. Because like
I mean there's some Illuminati. It's not direct. Well, I actually haven't seen it in a while, so I can't remember. It's like, basically people look for gold. Anyways, Brogan, vibe check. How are you feeling?
History lesson. Genius film.
I would say I'm dead inside, but that seems like not strong.
Well, you're dead on the outside because of dead skin cells, so
that's
then you're
too
totally
edgy,
dead.
Brogan.
You know that hair is dead skin cells, right? Dead keratin?
Yeah.
No.
Your outside is dead, so if your inside is dead, then you're just dead.
Yeah, that's true. You're dead.
That's a brilliant conclusion. That's a brilliant conclusion.
You're a...
Get out, dead.
Hey, thanks,
okay,
man.
Ben, how you vibing? How's the vibing. Life?
I don't know. I miss my friends. I miss life. I miss
Alexa
living.
Play Despacito.
What? Why?
Hey, Ben, don't you have those friends that you had on, not this, the one that aired today, but last TV West episode?
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, Bob suffered a fatal heart attack, but Jim...
And, you know, I'm not sure. Well, okay. You know a guy who's like, you can't have fun with any friends?
Oh, yeah, that guy. He's right. He was telling us the future. The madman. Okay, we didn't believe him. We're all like, huh, idiot.
Wait. He commented here. He commented on the episode saying that your friends are fake and that you're just being silly. And it's like, well, yeah, it was a joke.
Yeah, I mean, that's true, but like...
It was kind of a whole point. It was like, you know that movie Castaway? Tom Hanks, where like Tom Hanks gets in a plane crash and then like he has to survive on an island.
He does?
Like, yeah, exactly. It's like a movie and then he has this basketball that he names like Wilson and like that's the person he talks to because like he's stranded all alone on this island. That was like
isn't
the whole
that just
point.
Like Gilligan's Island but like Tom Hanks edition?
Well, Gilligan's Island is like he's happy even though they like just like their little fishing boat like ran aground and they're all like happy 60s people.
Oh, okay. Okay, wait, whoa, you know what's funny? is okay. So he had two comments. He said horses are cool because you know, Emerald Segment, and then he also said your friends are fake, you pinhead. And I commented.
You pinhead.
And my sister also commented. She said r/whoosh.
Oh man, how many O's?
Now that is a Reddit moment.
She put four O's. Yes,
that's the right
Reddit.
That's the right whoosh.
Reddit.
Reddit.
Hey, you know what? You know what I say about Reddit? I read it.
Oh my goodness.
Boom. And she'll be listening to like r/ entitled parents, and like I'll try and talk, and she'll be like, shh. So, you know.
I love Reddit. I love Reddit.
Okay, what's your favorite subreddit?
I don't browse Reddit. That was a lie.
My favorite subreddit is
my sister said that hers is r/
epic society cringe epic.
Did you know that I actually have a subreddit? Like I created one and I also mod one.
Wow.
My favorite
fan is on the internet.
So I mod Suspiciously Specific and I created Incredible Quotes.
Bro, this man is
my favorite subreddit.
I don't like
my favorite it. Subreddit is r/ bread stapled to trees.
Now that a oh, man that, of culture too, I see.
I do oh, not geez. I do not browse Reddit. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't either.
Oh, I'm sorry. You are not part of the society.
I just like bread stable to trees because it's a funny idea.
I don't browse it. I'm deeply in love with it.
Yeah.
What?
Okay. Reddit.
I enjoy the internet.
Excited to vibe.
Hello.
Oh my god.
Man,
very just, epic.
Man, dude, I just want to go play Enter the Gungeon.
Yo, me too. I am going to play Into Gungeon right now.
I am playing Gungeon Into now.
I'm on the fourth floor.
That's crazy.
Carrick,
you know the Dungeon Guardian in Terraria? What if there was a dungeon?
No, never heard of it.
Yeah, me neither. Me neither, man.
Dude, I killed him off the invincibility slime mount glitch. It was pretty great. Anyways, Eric, vibe check. How are you vibing? What's up?
Yeah.
Good.
yeah.
I guess it's me now.
Yeah, Derek. How you vibing, man?
Yeah, less chill.
Okay.
I'm tired. I'm very tired. I'm like a. I'm tired. I hope to get sleep on like tonight.
On tonight?
Yeah, on the tonight show with Derek Wilhelm.
That should be a segment you do.
What is ice?
Yo, I kinda like watching the talk show hosts stuck at home.
Yeah, dude, that is fun.
Have you seen Ellen staying at home? It's funny. She looks like she's about to eat some kids.
Oh no.
And how do you know that she hasn't?
No, it's like she hasn't eaten any kids.
Oops, looks like Dory got lost this time.
Whoops.
What is happening?
I actually left the color. Hello?
I hear a microwave and I want to
Hello?
I want to do something. Derek, I think it's your microwave.
Yeah, I can't find the stupid
key.
No, I can't find the call. Like, I'm in it, but I can't find it.
Just like...
Okay. Oh, I found it. I'm stupid. It's so they're on the Chromebook. If you click on the little thing on the right, you'll see like all the downloads you have, but it treats it like a call. So like if I minimize it, I can't find it again until I go there.
Dude, just like click on
the there's a microwave. It's my sister. Like,
is it a touch? It's got to be a touch, right? Hello?
What do you mean by touch?
Does it have a touch screen?
No.
You.
It's a
person who lives in a site.
It's an Acer Chromebook. Yeah, I don't know what
type of Chromebook it is, but it's a silver Chromebook that costs like $100-something.
I spent more money on mine than you.
Hey. Oh, wow, Brogan.
No.
The only issue with the Chromebook is, oh, great, it can do apps. Well, it can't do thing like programs, so I need like a desktop or like an actual good laptop if I want to do. Like, I use Premiere, my mom's computer, and I can't get Steam, and so I need a desktop so that I can Steam.
Do you remember when I hated living in the society instead of missing it?
But do you, though?
Yeah, I really do.
Yeah, but, like, it's society. Who likes society? I don't like society.
Yo, we could all sing the National Treasure theme.
Let's do that. Okay, pull it up.
I don't know the National Treasure.
What's the National Treasure theme?
It's the theme from National Treasure.
What did you think?
Well, I understood that part.
Okay. So, like,
I gathered that information on my own.
Basically.
Oh, did you now?
Harmony. Somebody's got to do, like, the bass notes, and that would be, like...
Oh, my goodness.
It's gotta be Carson, because he's got the lowest...
...poorly arranged in my head. I play piano.
I'm playing Hotline Miami. Actually, don't look up that game.
I already know what it is.
Okay, I'm looking it up.
I'm looking it up right now.
It's like a top-down, and you just shoot things.
Yeah, but it's kind of violent.
A bit.
It says that it's a long-standing tour company chain offering a variety of city tours by bus throughout North America.
Okay, instead of a three-part harmony, we can just all do the choral verse, right?
Sorry, I'm just getting a tune.
It goes like this. It's like...
Ben, I think everyone already lost interest in that.
No, it's the...
No, we haven't. No, we haven't.
Okay. Here, look, I'll play it on YouTube over the Teams meeting.
Oh, my goodness.
Looks weird.
Let's
please
do
don't do that.
Yes, no, it's necessary, okay?
Okay, so he'll it's just play necessary. The music, and then I'll do the... and then I'll just say my spiel, and then we can all leave.
Okay, wait, here we go. National Treasure theme coming right up, boys. It's composed by Hans Zimmer. If you're not a fan of the National Treasure theme, I just don't know what to say.
Well, Hans Zimmer is a good writer of music who I've never heard of.
Okay, here we go. Oh, wait, but first an ad. Very cool, thanks.
Play the ad over the podcast.
Yes, play the ad.
Here. Y'all hear this?
No.
No.
I swear it should be playing.
Do you have headphones in?
No.
Turn up your computer.
Are you playing it on your phone? Because if you're playing it on your phone, it's not going to do it. Because it automatically filters out all that the sound that comes from your phone, except for your voice. I mean, other
do that. It's making noise. I can hear it.
Yeah. So that's how. So like, if you're on speakerphone during like a phone call, if it really sent everything that your phone heard, then they would hear themselves. And that would break phone calling.
I don't understand.
We live in a society.
You guys need to stop blowing my mind like this, okay?
I do.
Okay, just look up the National Treasure theme.
Why do I have to do it?
Because you're the podcast host.
I'm gonna look it up on Xbox and blast it on my TV. Oh no, actually, I got Alexa. I can do that.
Yeah.
Alexa, play the National Treasure theme on YouTube.
Playing top result.
Oh, this better be good.
Yeah.
I promise that you'll never find another
life. Yep, that's National Treasure.
That's not National Treasure.
Oh, it's just playing the literal movie.
Playing National Treasure?
It's just playing the movie.
It's just playing National Treasure.
Well, like, the voice is now going to turn into the most extended session of movie reviews of all time.
Guys.
Oh my goodness.
Wait. Do any of you...
Vimeo.
Do any of you want the entire movie of Joker?
No.
Why not?
Bro, we should just all watch National Treasure. It'll be epic.
Yeah, National Treasure is better than Joker.
Guys, wait, is this it?
I can't watch R movies.
National Treasure is not an R-rated movie.
I'm talking about Joker. I've seen National Treasure.
National Treasure is as R-rated as a copyrighted movie on Vimeo.
Nicolas Cage stars in National Treasure.
Do you guys not want the entire Joker movie? You have to friend me on Discord, though.
No, I do not want the entire Joker movie. I hated that movie. That movie was cringe.
Oh, no, I don't. It just literally started playing the entire movie.
No, just like ask Amazon Music to play the suite from National Treasure since you have Alexa.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Can I leave?
You know what? Yeah, go ahead. Ben.
All right. See you guys.
Ben, how about you just say it? Because she can hear you.
I don't have a
bye-bye podcast.
No, I do, but my speaker can hear you.
Alexa, play the suite from National Treasure on Amazon Music. Oh my goodness.
I'm not sure.
Look, she can't hear me. You have to say it.
Alexa, play the suite from National Treasure on Amazon Music.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
It's not doing it.
I'm not sure. I've never met an Alexa as stupid as your Alexa. Alexa, play the suite from National Treasure.
Sorry, I'm not sure.
Please try again in a billion years when I'm finally smart enough to take over the world.
Alexa,
I'm sorry.
Play the National Treasure Suite on Amazon Music.
I'm just going to open Amazon Music and look it up. My gosh.
Epic.
What's the point in even trying, guys?
I love that this has become a like tangential thing.
We need this.
We need this so badly. We need it in our diets. Wait, hang on.
I did it. I've made it to the dragon.
Okay, so what do I look up?
Oh, got him.
National Treasure Suite on Amazon Music.
National Treasure Suite.
Yes. Okay. Suite, not like sweet, like, but like sweet. You know, like.
Well, I prefer National Treasure Salty, but.
Hi, Dragon. Let's go.
The frick up. Okay, I didn't ask if you prefer National Treasure Sweet.
It just looked up what you guys said.
God.
It's not like sweet, like, but like sweet, and I prefer National Treasure. Okay. Oh man.
Okay, just find the sweet, okay. We gotta have it.
Okay.
It's too...
The suite from National Treasure. Okay, the suite. It thinks I'm saying sweet as in, like, candy.
Okay, just say National Treasure themes.
Oh, here it is. I got it. Okay, everybody be quiet. We gotta, like, salute this.
Okay. Got an ad. Share what you're seeing on your screen. Okay. Show me video, Brogan.
Oh, yeah. Okay. It's literally nothing, but okay.
I just gotta see. No, that's the one by Trevor Rubin. That's in the wrong part of the film. You have to look up, just look up National Treasure theme. It'll be by Hans Zimmer.
Okay, I'll do that. National Treasure theme by Hans Zimmer. National Treasure theme by Hans Zimmer. Okay. The main theme.
Okay, yeah. That should be it. Be prepared, boys. I am prepared. No. Turn it up as much as you can.
That is as much as I can.
Why is your...
You want me to get a speaker or something? Like, I can hold it up to the microphone, like...
Yeah, do that.
Okay. Yes!
No! I killed the dragon.
Nice. How loud is it, by the way?
Which is good because we'll avoid any copyright thing. Recognizably horrible.
Oh, there's no copyright. Especially on SoundCloud, trust me.
SoundCloud just kind of just be the place with the content.
Buckle up, guys, it's only halfway through.
Slam. No. I did it. I beat the game.
Hear that? The National Treasure theme is celebrating you.
I'm gonna leave the call real quick. I'll be back.
Okay.
Life be without the National Treasure theme?
Very bleak.
Exactly. So now you finally understand my purpose for existence.
I understand the power of the National Treasure theme.
Exactly.
That's the magic, guys.
That was magical.
That was
Thank you for playing that.
You know what I think I'm gonna do for the actual podcast? I'll just get like the actual high fidelity audio for it and then have that be like the base.
Overlay it on top of where we played it here.
Yes, ultimate National Treasure theme.
Yes. National Treasure squared.
Anyway, Derek, I notice you're muted, so do you wanna say anything before we sign off?
Stay safe, wash your hands, and have a good one.
Yeah, stay inside and save summer. The more you stay inside, the more summer can be saved. Think about it, boys.
And above all, listen to the National Treasure theme.
Yes! Bum, 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 da, da, da.
Anyway, TV West Saves the World, episode 13. We'll catch you next week. And as Derek said, stay safe.
Yeah.